Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Hey, everybody. What's shaking? We got James Brown in here representing. So I got Clean Nation shirt. We got Truly Fresh here. James is a Canadian. We just need to start with that. So I know any of you that were thinking about liking him, stop immediately. He's not from here. Another Karen Coyne. That was good to see you. This guy, I don't know. Should we tell you? I'm just going to give my side of the story, and then we'll let James tell the interesting part, which is his side. So dude shows up at Temecula, which is one of our most fun live events. And we're not even doing those anymore. So if you came to a live event, you're lucky, because if you're not in the Millionaire Mastermind, we don't do them. That's the only way you can get to one. Just because I'm lazy. Anyway, so James was at Temecula. We had so much freaking fun. I think we learned something somewhere in there, but it was a crap ton of fun. He had the best room, but it was in between. We had this 22,000 square foot mansion, and for some reason, the way that it built was like his room was in the, so he got, it was like a win lose because he had one of the nicer rooms, but it was kind of a hallway. So we're constantly like, he had to put up signs like, "I'm in here, you can't come through, you have to go outside." And then he was nice enough to go around. Yeah. So, I don't know how you got the short straw, the long straw to get the baller/terrible hallway.
But I got a jacuzzi, so that was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. He had a baller jacuzzi, and it was, I'm not even going to get into details because we had too much fun. But all right, so this is James. Before we go on, why don't you introduce yourself, tell the world who you are, why in God's green earth you've chosen to be in Canada when you could be anywhere. What's going on with you?
Hey, my name is James. I've been a cleaning company owner for 4.5 years. I live in Winnipeg. I was born and raised here. This is where my parents chose when they came to North America from the Philippines. So, yeah, my parents are immigrants, so I didn't have a lot of the proper education growing up. Like, I didn't have entrepreneurs in the family to follow. I needed that mentor and education. Can I tell how I ran into you already?
This is your party, baby. I'm just here to have fun. You tell what you want.
Okay, so I was on a personal development journey, and on that, I was just paying for business coaches left and right, educational courses for how to build my business. And none of them were really tailor fit to be for cleaning companies. There was always like, I could take little bits and pieces here and there. And the thousands that I've spent on mentors who just knew how to encourage me and fix my mindset, but nobody really taught me how to actually do a cleaning business. And sure enough, here is Grow My Cleaning Company shows up in advertisements, probably because I was looking up all sorts of stuff. And scheduled a call. Next thing you know, I was being asked and invited out to go to Temecula. I didn't have the money. I was broke from paying all those other business coaches. So I basically said, maybe it's not for me. And then for the next couple of days, all I kept thinking about is, damn, you know, a mentor could probably get me this, get me that, answer this question, that, tell me how to do this. And I was like, okay, so I scratched up everything I could for my credit cards, and I called back Mike, and I was like, okay, save me a spot. I want to go there. And yes, I want to live in the mansion with everybody. They said the fireside talk at nights where the best information was exchanged. He lied. It was actually the poolside talks. It was us drinking alcohol by the pool at 2 o'clock in the morning that really, I learned so much from these guys. It was amazing being around, because you could be in masterminds, you can be in networking groups, but only these live events where I was able to be with other cleaning company owners who gets the cleaning company jokes, who get the cleaning company pains. Like, they get the specific pains and they know exactly how to fix those specific pains. And that's what cleaning company owners need. And that's what I needed personally.
And I got to tell you, as exciting as I am, I don't want to downplay what we learned for your business, but I am so happy. That event was, feels like over a year ago, right out a year ago, that, because this is, I think we're end of May, and I think it was in May. So I
end of August.
Like,
end of
August. Okay, so less, not even a year ago, but 9 months, whatever we got. Thomas and TK Smith is on the phone, and Christina Jocelyn is on the phone, and or not on the phone, but on the broadcast. So it's so cool that they're showing up to support you. So first of all, I was so glad that you shared that. I had totally forgotten about anything. I remember you at the event, but us talking, I knew we had talked because those are by invite only, but I had forgotten that whole drama that you said. I just assumed you'd signed up. I didn't know you were out, and I didn't know you were broke or it was hard to get the money. I love that you're just like, whatever it takes, I'm going to go. So tell me, before you came, if you can remember, what were you expecting?
Honestly, I thought I was just going to get a coach who can teach me a few things here and there. And but during the call, you told me, like, can you make it out to the event? I said, I don't know if I can get time off work because I'm busy cleaning every single day. And you told me that I'd have access to the Clean Profit Method and that I'd be able to get time away from the business even before I go out to the live event. And I trusted you on that, and it was true. I was off the field like probably 3 weeks after starting Clean Profit Method, and then now I only go on for sick call coverage or cleans with my dad because I really enjoy cleaning with him. And that, yeah.
Dude, you made my whole day. That is just awesome. And again, it's super fun. I love helping people make more money, and that's great and growing. And again, not to minimize that at all because it's really important. But I get so much more joy out of entrepreneurs who start, they want to be entrepreneurs and they find themselves in a crappy cleaning job. No offense to those of you in that situation. And to help them transition into really owning a business and being able to grow. So tell us a little bit about, well, before we talk about all the rock starness that's happened since then, give us a couple of the big main takeaways. So all the listeners out there can be like, oh, I want to be like James. Give us one or two at the most of the biggest things. I mean, how about this? The easiest, best thing that you learned that gave the most value. And then the hardest thing that you did that gave a ton of value. So we can kind of see what you're like, oh, that was slam dunk. It was the easy, like, magic. And then the, oh, that one was good, but crap, it was hard.
Okay. The easiest thing, one of the most valuable things I probably learned was, well, actually, the most valuable thing I got out of this whole thing was the community. Yeah. Making new friends that I can ask stupid questions. Like, there's a guy named Brad. I asked him, like, how do you even wash your clothes? Like, that's something basic everybody should have known a long time ago, but I just asked him that probably earlier this year, like, hey, let's go back to the beginning. How do you even wash your clothes? So, like, my biggest value is the community that Mike has built in there. We're called the Clean Profit Alumni. These are the people who graduated. That's where all the cool people are. So all the alumni out there watching.
How did you get in if it's only for cool? How did I get in if it's only for cool people? Something's wrong with my process of elimination. Anyway, go ahead.
And what I would say was the most difficult would be raising prices. Mm. And it was so valuable. However, very difficult, but it really helped. Once they started showing how to break it down, see which ones don't make you money, you'd be surprised at the amount that actually don't make you money. It's crazy. Some I didn't even realize that some I was actually losing money just having. So then I tried. They taught us how, we even did role play out there at the live event on how to raise the prices. Lost two, but almost doubled three of them. So all in all, like,
I'm guessing your gross profit went up and you just had less work to do.
Yes, exactly. Which was amazing because the people who I ended up getting rid of were people that just were annoying and were always complaining and like, they just always nitpicked everything, but they weren't paying for it. So,
yeah, I love that you get that because it is. And again, I love role playing that with you guys. And it's always so 5 minutes of a difficult conversation has probably made you thousands of dollars, depending on how long those customers have stayed. Yeah, more than thousands of dollars. And for less work, that's my favorite part. Like, making money is great, but less work is the best.
Oh, always.
And I don't know if you can see the comments or not, but I got to tell you guys, give you some feedback. We only have 15 people live, which is a little light. That's okay. But we got 64 hearts on the Facebook Live. We never get that many. So apparently James is beloved by all. So I don't even know how the hearts go. Can I do a heart? Let me see. I can't heart. Wait, I guess if I went live, I could heart. All right, I'm giving up. Other people are hearting. They're big fans of James, whatever that means. James is beloved. 16 smiley cryy faces, and oh, now everyone's hearting more. It's spinning out of control.
Oh, here it is.
We're 74. All right, James, maybe everyone, stop it. Everyone just settle down. I can't keep up. Oh, now we're over 100. Everyone just freaked out with that. Okay. Now everyone's like, nice. Loving it. We're at 112 hearts, whatever that means. I don't know if those cure cancer or what, but apparently James has all of that. And as soon as I say stop it, everybody's doubling down. We now have 124 hearts. And Christina, just you can't see the comments, but I know you guys love each other. I want you to get it. Christina says, we're so glad we met you too. You're such an inspiration. Watch you make such huge strides. So true. So walk us through that. Tell us, when we got on the phone the first time, apparently you're broke, which I didn't know. I love how he's like, not going to tell Mike, just going to be cool. That's fine. So broke to semi-broke, cleaning for a living. Walk us through kind of where you were when you showed up and where you're at now. Like, let's share your story, man. You've got a great story.
Oh, when I showed up at like what we felt was like the Big Brother house, everybody just started moving in with suitcases, so cool. claiming beds and just choose whatever.
You must have got in late to get the hallway fancy room.
They're like, but it was the biggest, so that was pretty cool.
It was by far the best.
Where I was broke. I didn't even know if I wanted to continue a cleaning business anymore because it wasn't making as much money. I was cleaning dirty toilets. Honestly, I was getting like, I would be like cleaning toilets and water would be splashing at my face. And I'd wonder like, man, I shouldn't, I've been office jobbed. I was in master's in physiotherapy program. I was going to be a physiotherapist, but in here now I'm like cleaning toilets. This isn't even making me enough money. Like, man, I wish somebody could save me. Like, I want to keep this company going because my dad's retired. I did this for him and I just wanted to make sure it stayed alive. Just even if it was just a little bit like more money, next thing you know.
Well, first of all, and James is so cool. He's the kind of guy that will do way more for other people than for himself. So I love that even when you're getting toilet water splashed in your face, you're like, I just got to do this for my dad. And Aaron Dira, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, says, I want to know how to go through the program. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have a free webinar is the best place to start. And then after that, you can figure out all stuff. But that is the best 50 minutes, 60 minutes we got all packed in one to answer your question. All right. So when you got to the event, you were still doing a lot, or you were kind of transitioning out of the cleaning. I don't want to get all into Thomas and Chris is like, he's putting it in there for me. You're so cool. I love those guys. We got to have them on. Thomas and Chris, email Natalie. Say you want to be on a Facebook Live. We'll have like a little Temecula theme for next couple months. What the heck were we talking about? Okay, so you showed up to the event, kind of broke, kind of scared, still cleaning. And then did things happen immediately when you got back? Did it take months, a mixture of both? Walk us through that.
So you gave us access to the online course, which gave us a really good start. So I was just going through the videos, the courses, and like kind of skimming through it and doing little changes here and there, but not actually following the whole thing. But going out there was absolutely amazing. You actually broke down our business down to the very bottom and we rebuilt the whole thing, like bottom up. Honestly, since the beginning, the only thing that's been the same since Truly Fresh before Temecula and Truly Fresh now is our logo and the fact that me and my dad are still representing the company. Other than that, like everything's changed. It's amazing. Like we have core values, our interviews, it's all about core values. We actually have shirts with our core values. A lot of people don't understand how important core values are, but once you start exuding core values, you attract the right customers, the ones that actually respect you and not the weird ones that ask for too much, ask for too little money. And like,
you know what's funny? Like, and you're going to totally have to correct me if my memory is bad, because this is like 10 months ago. But, and there was like 20, 25 people. I mean, because there's a couple, you know, different people. Yeah, but it wasn't 100, but enough. I remember James was like the super quiet dude. And then the last day, you said, well, during the class, he was like, and like at night you were fun, but during the day you're like,
mm-mm. I was just hiding. Yeah. I need to learn. I'm Asian. I need to get the high mark.
He's like, why is there no test? I want to be tested. And I'm like, we don't have any tests, man.
I need that gold star. I need a report card after this thing.
And instead, you got no report card, no gold star. You just went out and built a ridiculously awesome business. So tell us about your business now. Brag on it. And first of all, James is so untruly acting like this was somehow me or that event, which was great. And I'm sure that was a catalyst, but we got to be honest, James, the fact that you did the work, you took action. You showed up to the event when you were scared. You felt like you didn't have the money. You did the work afterwards. You did the scary things. That is 100% the success. So honored that we could be a small part. But I just want everyone out there listening to know this is James, start, middle, and end. We're just like kind of there to support. So that said, brag on your company. Tell us a little bit about how many employees you got, what's going on. Talk to us.
Well, this past week, we were already filling in 11 positions. We actually got a new contract that's worth $30,000 a month. And the best part about it is if it wasn't for Mike's mentorship, here, let me just tell you the story of this contract.
Love the
stories. In October, these people asked us to drop our price down to a place that I didn't even think that I can afford. And it was such a large contract that it was about 70% of our income. And Mike basically told me, when I told him about the situation, he said, well, at that price, you need to let him go. And I told him, like, you know, there's people working there. There's three people working there. I don't want them to lose a position. And like, it was just breaking my heart, just knowing that I'd have to let go of these people and that.
And I'm hoping you guys are catching the leader, by the way. A selfish guy. I just want everyone else to listen to catch the leadership that you're exhibiting. And especially for a young dude or a guy that looks young. You Filipinos, you can't tell. Maybe you're 60, but you look young. The leadership of, hey, a huge hit to my income and my business and everything I built. And what's James worried about? The people in the place. His employees and the people that he serves. I'm just saying, when you're looking for leadership, and Good to Great talks about this, how level 5 leaders, the top leaders, when things go right, they give all the credit to their people, which is so James. And when things go wrong, they take full blame and responsibility. So I love that a lot of guys and gals, myself included, depending on the part of my career I was in, something like that happened, I'm worried about me. James is worried about the people that he's employing. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just want to point that out. Keep going.
It's all good. And I listened to everything Mike said, and I let go of that client. Those three lost their jobs, but then I found them other jobs. And what happened was...
So, James, I found them other jobs. I made sure everything's okay. You're
the best. They were good. They were okay. And what happened is just a month ago, they reached out. They said they've gone through such and such amount of cleaning companies since October. Nobody can match our quality. You know what? We're going to bring you back and we're going to agree to that.
The price that you helped
firm. Way higher. Yeah.
God bless it.
So
man.
They brought me back in, and sure enough, they've agreed to my pricing. And now I have a contract that's $30,000 worth of labor a month. I had hired 11 positions, and now everything's just so exciting.
Yeah, look at the smile on this guy. You're lighting up the room, man. So the beauty of it is, not only aside from the money, I don't know what they're trying to get you to do it for before, or whatever, they got the poor chumps that did it before you. But they would have treated you on par with that, right? When you buy a Mercedes and it's brand new, you're like, oh, you got to put the premium gas in, and we got to the synthetic oil. We can't. You buy a $500 beater, you're like, I don't care. Drop it off a cliff. Let it do what it's going to do. So I promise you that the caliber and the relationship that you have is now consultant, and you're treated as respected equal, not shut up and get to work. Have you found that to be true, or am I totally making that up?
Yes. Yes. No, that's totally true. Like, people are actually valuing us. And honestly, like, As a joke, I was given the confidence to close the residential sector. And for a lot of the clients that
finally, I remember, like, go ahead.
Well, it's actually not completely closed, but that's where a bit of the joke comes.
Don't be a tease, James. Nobody likes that.
Well, the joke was that for the remaining clients, they're like, what is it going to take you to stay? And I said, double. And just as a joke. And sure enough, got the double. So, okay.
Oh, it's almost like if you just do the work and trust, you know, too dumb to know it won't work, sometimes magically it works. Yep. I am so proud of you, buddy. All right. I don't want to go, and we are well over 200. I don't know what it is about James, but I want a heart. I don't know how to heart him. So everyone else, I guess, has to. And we have 24 smiley laugh faces, only 4 thumbs up. So apparently you're much more loved than you are thumbs up. I don't know what that means, but, and we'll say the 4 thumbs up are for me, and the 223 hearts are for James. All right, so I don't want to go forever. Give us one big takeaway. I'm going to let you give Cleaning Nation 30 seconds of love, information, attention. The guys and gals out there going, I want to be like James. What do I need to do? Go.
If you are on the fence about getting mentorship and getting through the educational program, getting in that group, the mastermind, getting through to the Clean Profit alumni, make the jump. it will be worth it. Look at myself. You guys just heard where I came from. I took the jump, that leap of faith. And you know what? He even has that guarantee that if you're not liking it, just hop out. But honestly, once you get in there and you start going through the videos and start meeting the people, you will stay, because it's amazing. Like, from where I was like 8, 9 months ago, 10 months ago, whatever August was, where I was then till now. And like the amount of growth is ridiculous. And it's all because I was able to surround myself with people who knew cleaning companies and not just people who knew business. No, these are people who knew cleaning companies.
For sure. James is actually 2 inches taller since the event. No,
yeah. That makes me a total of 5'4". Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Hey, Maria from the UK. Good to have you. Dylan's in the house. Christina's here. Oh, thanks for the kind words. Christina's awesome. So for any of you guys that do want our help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos and blogs and podcasts. The best stuff's all in the on-demand training that is right on the homepage, growmycleaningcompany.com. We'd love to help. Love to talk to you. I was going to say one more thing to you. What on God's green earth was it? I can't remember. Could have been all that good. I guess that's it. All right, guys. James, if they want to get a hold of you, website, email, anything you'd like to share, be careful, because they will. You might get buried. So you can share as much of little personal information as you like, buddy.
Sure. You could. If you want to see the videos that I released that I learned how to do in Temecula, add me on LinkedIn. My name is there, James Barena, or you can check out my Facebook page. There's a link to my LinkedIn there. But all the videos that you see that I'm pumping out, it was through the live event at Temecula. I wouldn't have had the confidence to start blasting out these videos if it wasn't for that event.
Were you the one that you were like doing a video and talking and then you came back? Was that you?
That was Sam.
Oh, was that?
That was Sam, yeah. No, that you taught so many. Look at Christina now. I know you're in the audience. Look at Christina now. Have you seen the videos that she's been blasting out there? She's awesome.
My favorite part of this job is the people. I get to see you guys as such cool people, like the people that come in the Clean Proper program or do the events or Millionaire Mastermind. I really get to know you guys. And it's so funny how so many of you come in as just amazing human beings. And then you get on video and you're like, this boring like nerd shows up. And I'm like, where's like and look at James. All right, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. First of all, if you can get me or Natalie a link to just one or two of the cool videos, we'll put that with where all this is replayed. I'll try and link them. And if you can, if you have any of the first ones you did that sucked at the event, I would love to show kind of like the before and after. If you're willing to share, if you get them over, I'll post them. And if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com and search, we have a search thing in there. You could put in James and fine. I'll make sure that we get all that to you. All right. If you want to be awesome like James, well, it's impossible. James is the only person. But if you want to try, even though you'll fail, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We'll give you the best help we get. Maybe you grow 2 inches. Maybe you get some stuff. Heather's asking for you to put the link. I will try to put the link up there. Actually, you know the link, James? I'll type it in for you to your like LinkedIn or wherever you're sending people.
No.
Okay. I'll try and put it on the replay. James, if you get it to us, we'll get it in the replay, the blog, the podcast, all that stuff. You guys will have access to it. GrowingCleanCompany.com. Just search James Barena, B-E-R-E-N-A.
Yes.
James, you're the best, dude. Great show. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.